Right now, we welcome in Peggy Orr joining us here, one of our loyal listeners and frequent individuals that stop by with us from time to time here on KODY. And we're talking about the life chain this morning. Good morning, Mrs. Orr.
Thanks for stopping by. Good morning, Tristan. You're always so bright and cheery-eyed first thing in the morning. I don't know how you do it.
Thank you, Jesus, for coffee.
I haven't had mine yet. I should have stopped there.
Oh, a little bit of caffeine will do wonders for a person.
Oh, I know. I did have a cup of tea. So.
Did you? Oh, I'll get the fix in.
That helps a little.
So, Mrs. Orr, we were talking about it about this time last year, and it's hard to believe it's already approaching the first Sunday in October. Time for the life chain again.
It is. Tomorrow is the first day of October already.
I can't believe it.
And the life chain is always on the first Sunday of October, and that will be this coming Sunday, which is just a few days away.
Yeah.
Life chain has been happening in North Platte for 30-some years now. Mm-hmm. So
we're getting closer to 40, we were talking off the air.
I know. I wonder why I have to explain to everybody every year what life chain is. But
yeah.
I'll do it again.
Well, give us a reminder for folks that haven't heard about it before.
Okay, life chain started in California, near Bakersfield, California. And it was created to I didn't write it down. I'm going to have to do that.
Looking at your notes there.
I'm going to have to go by my head. It was created in Bakersfield, California, as a response to the legalization of abortion in 1973 with Roe versus Wade, the court case that decided that the unborn children don't have any rights. I don't know when they thought life began at that time, but anyway, some people stood on the corner there in Bakersfield, and somehow it spread to the entire nation, and now it covers all. It's nationwide, mm-hmm. and there are 20 life chains in Nebraska. There are nationwide and parts of Canada. It's an hour-long prayer and meditation, and the participants will hold signs that say things like, Jesus, forgive us and our nation. We'd like to see an end to abortion. So, mm-hmm.
And all those signs kind of indicate that. I think my favorite one that I've seen throughout the years is adoption, the loving option.
That's right.
Very catchy, but also very real in a lot of ways.
It is very real. There's more adoptions than, there's more abortions than adoptions. But
unfortunately.
But there's more adoptions now than there had been in the past. It's easier to obtain an adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So, but adoption is a loving option, mm-hmm. is what our sign says, and I thoroughly agree with that.
Absolutely. There's somebody that will love this unborn baby, regardless of what the situations might have been with its conception. There's somebody that will love this child.
Yes, we're being reminded of that love. That has a lot to do with just children in general.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we've lost the appreciation of the marvelous gift of motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could only teach our young girls and gentlemen what it truly means to be a mother, and to protect that, it starts with the protection of motherhood, mm-hmm. I think.
And the importance of parenthood, too. And you can speak to it better than what I can, being a parent yourself. But it's such a blessing. It's such a gift. And there are so many people out there that struggle with conceiving a child of their own, so they will gladly make an adopted baby their own in every way, shape, and form.
Right, right. It's just, it's a cultural tragedy, really, that mm-hmm. we've had abortion as a legal option for so many years. And when you look at the reasons for abortion, it's often just out of convenience. The people just want to continue their way of life, and not have any responsibility. And so that's basically why women, there's a few cases where, you know, there may have been an incest or an abuse or something, but for the most part, it's just young women that have not been taught to properly appreciate their sexuality.
Mm-hmm. And young men, too. I don't think that it's exclusive to the women by any means.
But don't get me wrong. I think it starts with the women because, you know, the whole, oh, I don't know. I'm probably getting into more than I need to here because we're talking about one thing, but you know, the whole sexual revolution, you know, the women kind of led that, it seemed like, and it started to confuse men. They didn't even know whether to open the door for a woman. There was so much respect for women prior to the legalization of abortion. If you look at the old movies, they're just totally, women are totally different then.
And gentlemen, I think that we've lost the classiness of gentlemen in some ways.
Well, who wants to be a gentleman if they're going to be criticized?
I'm
just as good as you. I'm big like you, and I'm
something as simple as holding the door open for somebody, and you get criticized, and it's supposed to be a simple thank you or a nod of the head or something. And yeah, you're right. There is some criticism that comes from that, unfortunately. Thankfully, we don't have a lot of that here. I've often held the door open for women here, and you get a smile or a thank you or something along those lines. So it's a national issue, but thankfully not as much of an issue out here.
Right. Right. Well, it begins in the home. I think you just need to teach your children that abortion is wrong, and teach them that their sexuality is a gift, and then we won't have to be, the life chain would be vastly different if we didn't have to stand there and pray for our nation.
Yeah, pray for the nation for another issue possibly. That'd be great,
and
wouldn't
to save
it?
Lives.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great. And that's the goal at the end of the day. So the life chain coming up on Sunday. For folks that haven't attended before, can you tell us how they can sign up and participate?
Well, it's really simple. Just make some time. We start at 2:00 in the afternoon on Sunday. We'll be on the corner of 4th and Jeffers, and you'll be able to find us this year because there's an exciting little advertisement that's going to be on the corner there.
Awesome.
So I'm not going to give you any more information than that, but anyway, we start at 2 and we end at 3. If you're late, don't worry. You can join the line. We have plenty of signs that we'll hand out. And on the back, there are prayers and meditations. Mm-hmm. And there's even a hymn if you feel disposed to sing. There have been people that have sung before.
Sure.
But we need to form a line and have a silent prayer vigil to end abortion in America. It's about time that got over with.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we have Peggy Orr joining us talking about the life chain coming up on Sunday, October 1st here in North Platte. And the great part about the life chain, too, is if you're concerned about sickness or illness, it's going to be outside.
Oh, we've always social distancing.
Yeah, there's always social distancing was done with the life chain 37 years ago when it started. So.
Yeah, we've always stood like 6 feet apart, and it's a silent
before
thing.
It was cool to stand 6 feet apart.
Either. Right. We were the first ones to social
trendsetters.
Oh, yes. But we encourage people with children, families, elderly, if you can't stand for an hour, bring a chair.
Absolutely.
We wonder what the weather's like on Sunday.
So far, it's looking sunny and 75.
Ooh, that
one of the nicer
perfect.
Years for the life chain. Not going to break a sweat, but not going to need that jacket.
Sometimes it's a little windy, but the signs are cardboard, and we're going to stand there no matter what the weather is.
And standing there in silence, too, in a prayerful mindset. I think some silence too. It's good to stay in that silence, which could very much be prayer too. Staying there in silence, and I think a lot of times the Lord will speak to us in the silence too. So
and if you can't be there for the life chain, we ask that you join us in mind and heart for that hour. If you could just meditate and pray, we appreciate that very much. But we would like you to come if you can.
The more
and
the
we're inviting, we're calling out to people. In your entire listening area, because when I looked at the lifechain.org, which tells where like life chains are located in your community, the nearest ones are in Lexington and McCook, and I couldn't find any west of us. So, I mean, let's just all gather at North Platte on the corner of 4th and Jeffers for Life Chain on from 2 to 3 on Sunday.
2 to 3 on Sunday.
That includes practically all of Lincoln County and some of Keith County.
Yeah. And like you said, too, if you're running a little late, don't make it right at 2, no worries. Show up as soon as you can and stay as long as you can.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I guess not. I just that we enjoy listening to you, and thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We appreciate the work that you're doing here in raising awareness about the loving option and the dangers of abortion, too, and helping us preach the pro-life message here on KODY.
We're just going to keep doing it until it's all gone.
Yep. Repetition.
I mean, we know what the truth is, and we're going to stand for the truth.
Yep.
So.
Have to stand up against evil in the world whenever we can and however we can.
That's right.
So we appreciate it, Mrs. Orr. It's always good to see you.
Uh-huh. Bye.